Okay, so let's explore some of that through meditation practice again. So again, I'd like to invite you to find a comfortable, open, relaxed meditation posture. And just taking some time to let yourself arrive. Checking again for any unnecessary tension, seeing how the alignment of the spine feels. What the posture needs, or how it is, making any small adjustments. And letting the attention drop into the body, into the field of bodily sensations. Again, for some moments, sensing the lower body, sensing the connection with the earth and the ground, the stability, the groundedness. And letting the attention gradually open up to the whole field of bodily sensations, the whole field of the energy body, perhaps through a body scan, letting the attention move up from the feet and the legs up towards the pelvis, the lower back and the belly. Up the back, up the rib cage. Opening to the whole field of the body. The shoulders, the arms, the hands. The neck and the head, the face, the top of the head. Letting it all be included. As much as possible from the top of the head to the soles of the feet. Letting the breath be easy and comfortable. Letting yourself have a few deeper, replenishing, rejuvenating in-breaths. Letting the body relax a little more with each exhalation. And seeing, checking for yourself whether it's possible to connect to some sense of a kind or benevolent smile. Imagining that for a few moments. Seeing if there's some response, or even allowing yourself to smile as an experiment, if it feels there's openness to that. And noting too if there's any emotional resonance that may arise. Feeling that. And then when you're ready, bringing to mind someone who you could consider a benefactor, someone who feels somewhat easy or uncomplicated to wish well towards. And bringing to mind an image of this person, still connected perhaps with the body, with the smile, if you wish, that was working for you. And having some kind of sense of this person, either in the space with you, be next to you, or somewhere in the room. And perhaps in their daily life somewhere, in their home. And again, sensitive to any resonance, any feeling as you're holding this perception of the other person in your mind. And then letting yourself connect to this intention of well-wishing. Bringing to mind some of the phrases, perhaps dropping into the field of the body. May you be safe, may you be well. Listening, sensing to any emotional resonance. Sensing the intention behind these words. And finding for yourself what is a comfortable meditative frequency of the phrases, rhythm, may you be safe and protected. May you be well. Again, the attention is open to the whole field of the energy body. And being especially sensitive and open to any subtle or quiet sense of warmth or well-being. Reflected in or through the energy body. Perhaps supported by the idea of this benevolent smile. The kindness of it. Or just simply allowing that to come through the body. And if there is any warmth or well-being, letting that mix with well-wishing. May you be safe and protected. May you be well. May you be happy. If any of the phrases feels resonant, a little bit more alive than the others, sensing that, going with that, allowing that to become predominant. You can sense or imagine also the other person being held in metta. Some warm sense of well-being. Surrounding their body, their being. May you be well, may you be safe and protected. And when you're ready, letting this perception of the other fade away quietly. And letting the intention of well-wishing now turn towards the body, turn towards your body. Sensing this body here sitting or lying. And cultivating this sense of well-wishing, this kind gaze, this benevolent smile. May this body be well, may it be safe and protected. You can see again what feels the appropriate personal pronoun for the body. Try wishing, may you be safe and protected, to the body. May you be well. The body held in a kind attention. And again, if there's any warmth or sense of well-being, imagining that as the metta, as the kindness touching the body, bathing the body. Sometimes it may be helpful to place a hand somewhere on the chest or the shoulder, letting that communicate. A kindness, a well-wishing. May you be safe and protected. May you be well. And then letting the attention also open up to the thinking mind and its thoughts. This mind that thinks so many countless thoughts through the day. And beginning to again wish well to the mind, to all its thoughts. May this mind be safe and protected. May it be well and happy. extending that kind smile or benevolent smile, friendly to the mind. It feels appropriate. May you be safe and protected. May you be well. Again, if there's any sense of well-being in the energy body, imagining that as the metta that can touch, hold, heal the mind. And also including the mind states, the emotions you wish, imagining the heart, the feeling heart, as the seat of the emotions. May these feelings, these emotions, this heart, may they be well. May the heart be safe and protected. Again, if the touch of the hand feels helpful, letting that communicate, express a kindness, a friendship. May this heart be safe and protected. May it be well. And again, as the practice is coming to a close, taking some time to just sit for some moments, perhaps appreciating your own practice. Bring words of appreciation that feels appropriate. Not necessarily easy practices to be engaging with.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.